State Representative Carol Ammon says she did not vote on last week's historic bill to legalize cannabis in Illinois because she didn't have a chance to express her concerns about it. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he'll sign the bill that passed out of the legislature last week. It will allow residents 21 and older to legally possess up to 30 grams of cannabis beginning in 2020. Under the new law, misdemeanor convictions for possession of up to 30 grams will be pardoned and expunged from public records, and anyone convicted of possession of larger amounts can petition the courts to vacate or expunge those convictions. Illinois Public Media's Lee Gaines asked Ammons, an Urbana Democrat, what worries her about the new law.
I mean, I think it's a step forward in the right direction, but it does not completely legalize marijuana in the state of Illinois. There are still penalties involved and included in this bill that could result in criminal action against people who may not understand what legalization actually means in implementation form. And so I was really concerned about that, and I wanted to make sure that the public understood that the bill itself still included points where criminalization could take place.
Can you elaborate on those points?
Well, if you are, you know, if you're caught with 31 grams or above, there are still penalties included in the legislation, right? So you could still get a misdemeanor. You could still get a felony as a result of possession. And I was very concerned about that point.
When we last spoke about this, you expressed concern that people who were charged with additional crimes at the same time that they were charged with a cannabis offense, that those individuals wouldn't be eligible for automatic expungement under this legislation.
Yeah, if a person has possession, a possession charge, and another charge, some other crime that they're being charged with, the marijuana can enhance the sentencing. And so I felt strongly that even if a person received a charge for theft or burglary or any other thing related to a marijuana possession charge, I thought that that enhanced sentencing needed to be reduced based on the marijuana piece. And then, of course, from that point, they would be still charged with whatever they were charged with. In this case, they're not eligible for the automatic expungement over the 30 grams, and therefore the other charges really need to be taken in consideration. And in order to get that consideration, a person has to go through the entire petitioning process. That, to me, that is not automatic expungement, and certainly that really hinders the process of legalization, in my estimation.
And what about the social equity measures included in the bill?
Well, those are yet to be seen. We certainly hope that the social equity provisions that were put into this bill, I really, really hope that is successful. And those who are interested in being entrepreneurs in this new industry really have an opportunity under the social equity framework that was included. So I'm hopeful that those things will be effective. The good thing about the legislation, though, is assuming that it doesn't work the way that the legislature and the governor expects that it will work, that there is a stopping period on the licensing provisions that would allow us to then go back and look at the disparity study issue that came up during the debate.
This is a historic piece of legislation. What was it in those final moments that convinced you that you couldn't vote in support of it?
I mean, I think ultimately my feeling of my expression of my constituents' issues on both sides of this issue needed to be put it on the record. And not being able to do that prior to the vote made me say, well, you know what? This is not something that I can go forward with. It was important that our constituents' voices were heard at that time.
That was Illinois Public Media's Lee Gaines speaking with State Representative Carol Ammons about a new law legalizing the sale and use of cannabis in Illinois.